This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. We might want to forget, but we must never forget. Relentless fear-mongering orchestrated not so long ago to justify tyrannical trampling of personal liberties during the surreal COVID pandemic months. Thanks to a recent ruling by the North Carolina Supreme Court, those responsible for an especially egregious violation involving a minor finally will face judgment. In August 2021, members of Greensboro's Western Guilford High School football team were alerted to a COVID-19 outbreak. 14-year-old Tanner Smith, a team member, was directed to visit a nearby site to be tested for the virus. Inside the site, Smith observed COVID testing and, unexpectedly, students receiving COVID shots. A clinician tried to contact Tanner's mother by phone to seek required parental consent. She could not reach her. Tanner declined the shot. Another clinician intervened. Give it to him anyway. By a 5-2 vote, the state Supreme Court overruled lower court rulings last year, upholding state constitutional protections that say parents exclusively make medical decisions for their children. Tanner's mom now plans to sue the county school board. At last. I'm Steve Woodward, a little less teed off.